Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. All praise be to Allah. Forgive me for the oversight this morning. Alhamdulillah. I had a lot to do yesterday. All praise be to Allah. So this is the Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. And the first part of our show, what we do is, we forever thank and praise Allah, alhamdulillah. Please forgive me for that oversight, alhamdulillah. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We open up with our Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmi Deen, Iyaka Naburwa, Iyaka Nasta'een. Yes, we open up our show with the reading of 130th of the Holy Quran, and we have just a brief oversight this morning, just in scheduling the show. So today we are the 11th juz, Surah 9, number 93, and we do expect other people to come this morning because I sent out a text blast yesterday night or yesterday evening, maybe about 4 o'clock or so. Praise be to Allah. So it's a lot happening, alhamdulillah, and we are trying to establish Islamic education here in Los Angeles, and we're going to begin reading now from the Holy Quran, Surah 9, number 93. The ground of complaint is against such as claim exemptions while they are rich. They prefer to stay with the women who remain behind. Allah has sealed their hearts so they know not what they miss. They will present their excuses to you when you return to them. Say, thou, present no excuses. We shall not believe you. Allah hath already informed us of the true state of matters concerning you. It is your actions that Allah and his messenger will observe. In the end, will ye be brought back to him who knoweth what is hidden and what is open? Then will he show you the truth of all that you did? They will swear to you by Allah when you return to them that ye may leave them alone. So leave them alone, for they are an abomination, and hell is their dwelling place, a fitting recompense for the evil that they did. They will swear unto you that ye may be pleased with them. But if you are pleased with them, Allah is not pleased with those who disobey. The errors of the desert are the worst in unbelief and hypocrisy, and most fitted to be in ignorance of the command which Allah has sent down to his messenger. But Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Some of the desert Arabs look upon their payments as a fine and watch for disaster from you. On them be the disaster of evil, for Allah is he that heareth and knoweth all things. But some of the desert Arabs believe in Allah in the last day and look on their payments as pious gifts, bringing them nearer to Allah and obtaining the prayers of the messenger. Indeed, they bring them nearer to him. Soon will Allah admit them to his mercy, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. We invite you, if you want to participate in the reading, to press 1 on your phone. On your phone, and we'll bring you into the queue. The vanguard of Islam, the first of those who forsook their homes and of those who gave them aid, and also those who follow them in all good deeds. Well pleased is Allah with them, as are they with him. For them hath he prepared gardens under which rivers flow, who dwell therein forever. That is the supreme felicity. Certain of the desert Arabs round about you are hypocrites, as well as desert Arabs among the Medina folk. They are obstinate in hypocrisy. Thou knowest them not. We know them. Twice shall we punish them, and in addition shall they be sent to a grievous penalty. Others there are who have acknowledged their wrongdoings. They have mixed an act that was good with another. that was evil. Perhaps Allah will turn unto them in mercy, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Of their goods take alms, that so thou mightest purify and sanctify them, and pray on their behalf. Verily the prayers are a source of security for them, and Allah is one who heareth and knoweth. Know they not that Allah doth accept repentance from his votaries and receive their gifts of charity, and that Allah is verily he, the oft-returning, most merciful. And say, work righteousness, soon will Allah observe your work and his messenger and the believers. Soon will you be brought back to the knower of what is hidden and what is open. Then we show you the truth of all that you did. Excuse me. There are yet others held in suspense for the command of Allah, whether he will punish them or turn in mercy to them, and Allah is all-knowing, wise. And there are those who put up a mosque by way of mischief and infidelity to disunite the believers, and in preparation for one who warred against Allah and his messenger. After time, they will indeed swear their intentions is nothing but good, but Allah doth declare that they are certainly liars. Never stand thou forth therein. There is a mosque whose foundation was laid from the first day on piety. It is more worthy of thy standing forth for prayer therein. In it are men who love to be purified, and Allah loveth those who make themselves pure. Which then is best, he that layeth his foundation on piety to Allah and his good pleasure, or he that layeth his foundation on an undermined sand cliff, ready to crumble to pieces, and it doth crumble to pieces with him into the fire of hell. Allah guideth not people that do wrong. The foundation of those who so build is never free from suspicion and shakiness in their hearts until their hearts are cut to pieces, and Allah is all-knowing, wise. Allah hath purchased of the believers their persons and their goods, but theirs in return is the garden of paradise. They fight in his cause and slay and are slain, a promise binding on him in truth through the law of the gospel and the Quran. And who is more faithful in his covenant than Allah? Then rejoice in the bargain which ye have concluded. That is the achievement supreme. Those that turn to Allah in repentance, that serve him and praise him, that wonder in devotion in the cause of Allah, that bow down and prostrate themselves in prayer and enjoy good and forbid evil, and observe the limits set by Allah, these do rejoice. So proclaim the glad tidings to the believers. It is not fitting for the prophet and those who believe that they should pray for forgiveness for pagans, even though they be of kin, after it is clear to them that they are companions of the fire. And Abraham prayed for his father's forgiveness only because of a promise he had made to him. And when it became clear to him that he was an enemy to Allah, he dissociated himself from him. For Abraham was most tenderhearted, forbearing. And Allah will not mislead a people after he hath guided them, in order that he may make clear to them what to fear and avoid. Allah hath knowledge of all things. Unto Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He giveth life and he taketh it. Except for him, ye have no protector nor helper. Allah turned with favor to the prophet, the Muhajirs and the Ansar, who followed him in time of distress, and that the hearts of a part of them had nearly swerved from duty. But he turned to them also, for he is unto them most kind, most merciful. He turned in mercy also to thee who were left behind. They felt guilty to such a degree that the earth seemed constrained to them, and for all its spaciousness, and their very souls seemed straitened to them. And they perceived that there is no fleeing from Allah and no refuge but to himself. Then he turned to them that they might repent, for Allah is oft returning, most merciful, Lord, is your eternity. O ye believe, I'm at right now, I'm at 119, section 15, page 473. O ye believe, fear Allah and be with those who are true in word and deed. It was not fitting for the people of Medina and the Bedouin Arabs of the neighborhood to refuse to follow Allah's messenger, nor to prefer their own lives to his, because nothing could they suffer or do but was reckoned to their credit as a deed of righteousness. Whether they suffered thirst or fatigue or hunger in the cause of Allah, or tried paths to raise the ire of the unbelievers and receive any injury whatever from an enemy, for Allah suffers not the reward to be lost of those who do good. Nor could they spend anything for the cause, small or great, or cut across a valley, but the deed is inscribed to their credit that Allah may requite their deed with the best possible reward. Nor should the believers, alhamdulillah, second here, nor should the believers all go forth together if a contingent from every expedition remained behind. They could devote themselves to studies of religion and admonish the people when they return to them, that thus they may learn to guard themselves against evil. O ye who believe, fight the unbelievers who gird you about, and let them find firmness in you, and know that Allah is with those who fear him. Whenever there cometh down a sewer, some of them say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? Yea, those who believe, their faith is increased, and they do rejoice. But those in whose hearts is diseased, it will add doubt to their doubt, and they will die in a state of unbelief. See they not that they are tried every year, once or twice, yet they turn not in repentance, they take no heed, and they take no heed. Whenever cometh down a sewer, they look at each other saying, doth anyone see you? Then they turn aside. Allah hath turned their hearts from the light, for they are a people that understand not. Now hath come unto you a messenger from amongst yourselves. It grieves him that ye should perish. Ardently anxious is he over you to the believers is he most kind and merciful. But if they turn away, say, Allah sufficeth me. There is no God but he. On him is my trust. He is the Lord of the throne of glory supreme. Alhamdulillah. We're at Surah 10 now. Yunus, Jonah, Alif, Lam, Ra. These are the ayat of the Book of Wisdom. Is it a matter of wonderment to men that we have sent our inspiration to a man from among themselves, that he should warn mankind of their danger and give the good news to the believers that they have before their Lord the lofty rank of truth? But say, the unbelievers, this is indeed evident sorcery. Verily your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he established himself on the throne of authority, regulated and governing all things. No intercessor can plead with him except after his leave has been obtained. This is Allah, your Lord. Him, therefore, serve ye. Will ye not then be of the warned? To him will be your return of all of you. The promise of Allah is true and sure. It is he who beginneth the process of creation and repeateth it, that he may reward who is just as those who believe the work of righteousness, and those who reject him will have drops of boiling fluids and a penalty grievous because they did reject him. It is he who made the sun to be a shining glory, and the moon to be a light of beauty, and measured out stages for it, that he might know the number of years and the count of time. No wise did Allah create this, but in truth and righteousness. Thus does he explain his science in detail for those who understand. Verily, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in all that Allah has created, and the heavens and the earth are signs for those who fear him. Those who rest not their hope on their meeting with us, but are pleased and satisfied with the life of the present, and those who heed not our signs, their abode is defiled because of the evil they earned. Those who believe and work righteousness, their Lord will guide them because of their faith. Beneath them will flow rivers and gardens of bliss. This will be their prayer therein. Glory to thee, O Allah, and peace will be their greeting therein. And the close of their prayer will be, praise be to Allah, the cherished and sustainer of the worlds. If Allah were to hasten for men the ill they have earned, as they would fain hasten on the good, then would their respite be settled at once. But we leave those who rest not their hope of their meeting with us in their trespasses, wandering and distraction to and fro. When trouble touches the land, he crieth unto us in all postures, lying down on his side or sitting or standing. But when we have solved his trouble, he passes on his way as if he had never cried to us for a trouble that touched him. Thus do the deeds of transgressors seem fair in their eyes. Generations before you we destroyed when they did wrong. Their messengers came to them with clear signs, but they would not believe. Thus do we requite those who sin. Then we made you heirs in the land after them to see how ye would behave. But when our clear signs are rehearsed unto them, those who rest not their hope on the meeting with us, they bring us a reading other than this, or change this, say, it is not for me of my own accord to change it. I follow not but what is revealed unto me. If I were to disobey my Lord, I should myself fear the penalty of a great day to come. Say, if Allah had so will, I should not have rehearsed it to you, nor would he have made it known to you. A whole lifetime before this have I tarried among you. Will you not then understand? Who does more wrong than such as forge a lie against Allah or deny his signs? But never will prosper those who sin. They serve besides Allah things that hurt them not. They serve besides Allah things that hurt them not, nor profit them, and they say, these are our ancestors with Allah. Say, do ye indeed inform Allah of something he knows not in the heavens or on earth? Glory to him, and far as he above the partners they ascribe to him. Mankind was but one nation, but different later. Had it not been for a word that went forth before from thy Lord, their differences would have been settled between them. They say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? Say, the unseen is only for Allah to know. Then wait ye, I too will wait with you. We make mankind taste of some mercy after adversity has touched them. Behold, they take to plotting against our signs. Say, swifter to plan is Allah. Verily, our messengers record all the plots that you make. It is he it is who enables you to traverse through land and sea, so that ye even board ships. They sail with them with a favorable wind, and they rejoice thereat. Then comes a stormy wind, and the waves come to them from all sides, and they think they are being overwhelmed. They cry unto Allah, sincerely offering their duty unto him, saying, if thou dost deliver us from this, we shall truly show our gratitude. But when he delivereth them, behold, they transgress insolently through the earth in defiance of right. O mankind, your insolence is against your own souls and enjoyment of the life of the present. In the end, to us is your return, and we shall show you the truth of all that you did. The likeness of the life of the present is as the rain which we sent down from the skies. by its mingling arises the produce of the earth, which provides food for men and animals. It grows till the earth is clad with its golden ornaments and is decked out in beauty. The people to whom it belongs think they have all power to dispose over it. Their reaches it our command by night or by day. We make it like a harvest, clean mown as if it had not flourished only the day before. Thus do we explain the signs in detail for those who reflect. But Allah doth call to the home of peace. He doth guide whom he pleases to a way that is straight. For those who do right is a goodly reward, yea, more than in measure. No darkness nor shame shall cover their faces. They are companions of the garden. They will abide therein for aye. But those who have earned evil will have a reward of like evil. Ignominy will cover their faces, nor the fender will they have from the wrath of Allah. Their faces will be covered, as it were, with pieces from the depths of darkness of night. They are companions of the fire. They will abide therein for aye. One day shall we gather them all together. Then shall we say to those who join gods with us, to your place, ye and those you joined as partners. We shall separate them, and their partners shall say, it was not us that ye worshipped. Enough is Allah for a witness between us and you. We certainly knew nothing of your worship of us. There will every soul prove the fruits of the deeds it sent before. They will be brought back to Allah, your rightful Lord, and their invented falses will leave them in the lurch. Say, who is it that sustains you in life from the sky and from the earth? Or who is it that has power over everything and sight? And who is it that brings out the living from the dead and the dead from the living? And who is it that rules and regulates all affairs? They will soon say, Allah. Say, will you not then show piety to him? Such is Allah, your real cherisher and sustainer. Apart from truth, what remains but error? How then are ye turned away? Thus is the word of the Lord proved true against those who rebel. Verily, they will not believe. Say, O your partners, can any originate creation repeat it? Say, it is Allah who originates creation and repeats it. And how are you deluded away from the truth? Say of your partners, is there any that can give any guidance towards truth? Say, it is Allah who gives guidance towards truth. Is then he who gives guidance to truth more worthy to be followed, or he who finds not guidance himself unless he is guided? What then is the matter with you? How judge you? For most of them follow nothing but fancy. Truly fancy can be of no avail against truth. Verily Allah is well aware of all that they do. This Quran is not such as can be produced by other than Allah. On the contrary, it is a confirmation of the revelation that went before it and a fuller explanation of the book, wherein there is no doubt from the Lord of the world. Will they say he forged it? Say, bring then a sword like unto it, and call to your aid anyone you can besides Allah, for be you speak the truth. Nay, they charge with falsehood that whose knowledge they cannot compass, even before the elucidation thereof has reached them. Thus did those before them make charges of falsehood. But see what was the end of those who did wrong. Of then, there are some who believe therein, and some who do not. And our Lord knows best those who are out for mischief. If they charge thee with falsehood, say, my work to me and yours to you. You are free from responsibility for what I do and for what ye do. Among them are some who pretend to listen to thee. But canst thou make the deaf to hear, even though they are without understanding? And among them are some who look at thee, but canst thou guide the blind, even though they will not see? Verily Allah will not deal injustice with man in aught, as man that wrongs his own soul. One day he will gather them together, and it will be as if they had tarried but an hour of a day. They will recognize each other. Assuredly, those will be lost who deny the meeting with Allah and refuse to receive the guidance. Whether we show thee realize in thy lifetime some part of what we promised them, or we take thy soul to our mercy before that, in any case, to us is their return. Ultimately, Allah is witness to all that they do. Alhamdulillah, I'm on page 493, number 47, Surah 10, number 47. Every people will send a messenger. When their messenger comes before them, the matter will be judged between them with justice, and they will not be wrong. They say, when will this promise come to pass if you speak the truth? Say, I have no power over any harm or profit to myself except as Allah willeth. To every people is the term appointed. When their term is reached, not an hour can they cause delay, nor an hour can they advance in anticipation. Say, do you see? And if his punishment should come to you by night or by day, what portion of it would the sinners wish to hasten? Will then ye believe in it? At last, when it actually cometh to pass, it will then be said, ah, now, and ye wanted their effort time to hasten it on. At length will be said to the wrongdoers, taste ye the enduring punishment, ye get but the recompense of what ye earn. They seek to be informed by thee, is that true? Say, aye, by my Lord. It is the very truth, and you cannot frustrate it. Every soul that has sinned, if it possess all that is on earth, would fain give it in ransom. They would declare their repentance. When they see the penalty and the judgment between them will be with justice, and no wrong will be done unto them. Is it not the case that to Allah belongeth whatever is in the heavens and on earth? Is it not the case that Allah's promise is assuredly true, and most of them understand not? It is he who giveth life and who taketh it, and to him shall ye be all brought back. O mankind, there hath come to you a direction from your Lord and a healing for the diseases in your heart, and for those who believe a guidance and a mercy. Say in the bounty of Allah and in his mercy, and that let them rejoice, that is better than the wealth they hoard. Say, see ye what things Allah has sent down to you for sustenance, yet ye hold forbidden some things thereof and some things lawful. Say, hath Allah indeed permitted you, or do ye invent things to attribute to Allah? And what think those who invent lies against Allah on the day of judgment? Verily Allah is full of bounty to mankind, but most of them are ungrateful. In whatever business thou mayest be, and whatever portion thou mayest be reciting from the Quran, whatever deed ye mankind may be doing, we are witnesses thereof when ye are deeply engrossed therein, nor is hidden from thy Lord so much as the weight of an atom on the earth or in heaven. And not the least and not the greatest of these things, but are recorded in a clear record. Behold, verily on the friends of Allah there is no fear, nor shall they grieve. Those who believe and constantly guard against evil, for them are glad tidings, the life of the present and in the hereafter. No change shall there be in the words of Allah, that is indeed the supreme felicity. Let not their speech grieve thee, for all power and honor belong to Allah. It is he who heareth and knoweth all things. Behold, verily, to Allah belong all creatures in the heavens and on earth. What do they follow who worship? What do they follow who worship as his partners other than Allah? They follow nothing but fancy, and they do nothing but lie. He it is that hath made you made you the night that you may rest therein, and the day to make things visible to you. Verily, this our sign for those who listen to his message. They say, Allah has begotten a son. Glory be to him. He is self-sufficient. His are all things in the heavens and on earth. No warrant have ye for this. Say ye about Allah what ye know not. Say, those who invent a lie against Allah will never prosper. A little enjoyment in this world, and then to us will be their return. Then shall we make them taste the severest penalty for their blasphemies. Relate to them the story of Noah. Behold, he said to his people, O my people, it be hard on your mind that I should stay with you and commemorate the signs of Allah, yet I put my trust in Allah. Get ye then an agreement about your plan and among your partners, so your plan be not to you dark and dubious. Then pass your sentence on me and give me no respite. But if ye turn back, consider the reward have I asked of you. My reward is only due from Allah, and I have been commanded to be of those who submit to Allah's will in Islam. They rejected him, and we delivered him and those with him in the ark, and we made them inherit the earth, while we overwhelmed and flooded those who rejected our sign. And see what was the end of those who were warned, but heeded not. Then after him, we sent many messages to their people. They brought them clear signs, but they would not believe what they had already rejected beforehand. Thus do we seal the hearts of the transgressors. Then after them sent we Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh. But his chief was our signs, but they were arrogant. They were a people in sin. When the truth did come to them from us, they said, this is indeed evidence. First said Moses, say ye this about the truth when it actually reached you. In sorcery like this, but the sorcerers will not prosper. He said, hast thou come to us to turn us away from the ways we found our fathers following, in order that thou and thy brother may have greatness in the land? But not we shall believe in you. Said Pharaoh, bring me every sorcerer well-versed. And the sorcerers came. Moses said to them, throw what ye wish to throw. When they had their throw, Moses said, what ye have brought is sorcery. Allah will surely make it of no effect, for Allah prepareth, for Allah prospereth not the work of those who make mischief. And Allah, by his words, doth prove and establish his truth, however much the sinners may hate it. But none believed in Moses except some children of his people, because of the fear of Pharaoh and his notables, lest they should persecute them. And certainly Pharaoh was tyrant on the earth and one who transgressed all bounds. Moses said, oh my people, if you do really believe in Allah, then in him put your trust, if ye submit your will to his. They said, in Allah do we put our trust. Our Lord, make us not a trial for those who practice oppression. And deliver us by thy mercy from those who reject thee. We inspired Moses and his brother with this message. Provide dwelling for your people in Egypt. Make your dwellings into places of worship, and establish regular prayers, and give glad tidings to those who believe. Moses prayed, our Lord, thou hast indeed bestowed on Pharaoh and his chiefs splendor and wealth in the life of the present. And so, our Lord, they misled men from thy path. Deface, our Lord, the features of their wealth, and send hardness to their hearts, so they will not believe until they see the grievous penalty. Allah said, accepted is your prayer, O Moses and Aaron. So stand ye straight and follow not the path of those who know not. We took the children of Israel across the sea Pharaoh and his hosts followed them in insolence and spite. At length, when overwhelmed with the flood, he said, I believe that there is no God except him whom the children of Israel believe in. I am of those who submit to Allah and Islam. It was said to him, Ah, now, but a little while before, was thou in rebellion, thou didst mischief and violence. This day we shall save thee in thy body, and that thou mayest be a sign to those who come after thee. But verily, many among mankind are heedless of our signs. We settled the children of Israel in a beautiful dwelling place and provided for them sustenance of the best. Was after knowledge had been granted to them that they felt the schisms. Verily Allah will judge between them as in the schisms amongst them on the day of judgment. If thou wert in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee. The truth hath indeed come to thee from thy Lord. So be in no wise of those in doubt, nor be of those who reject the signs of Allah, or thou shalt be of those who perish. Those against whom the word of thy Lord hath been verified would not believe, even if every sign was brought unto them until they see for themselves the grievous penalty. Why was there not a single talented among those who warned which believed? So his faith should have profited it, except the people of Jonah. When they believed, we removed from them the penalty of ignominy, the life of the present, and permitted them to enjoy their life for a while. If it had been the Lord's will, they would all have believed, all who are on earth. Wilt thou then compel mankind against their will to believe? No soul can believe except by the will of Allah. And he will place doubt or obscurity on those who will not understand. Say, behold, all that is in the heavens and on earth, but neither signs nor wonders profit those who believe not. Do they then expect anything but what happened in the days of the men who passed away before them? Say, wait ye then, for I too will wait with you. And in the end, we deliver our messengers and those who believe. Thus is it fitting on our part that we should deliver those who believe. Say, O ye men, if you are in doubt as to my religion, behold, I worship not what ye worship other than Allah, and I worship Allah who will take your souls at death. I am commanded to be in the ranks of the believers. And further, thus, set thy face toward religion with true piety, and never in any wise be of the unbelievers, nor call on in any other than Allah. Such will neither profit thee nor hurt thee. If thou dost, behold, thou shalt certainly be of those who do wrong. If Allah doth test thee with hurt, there is none can remove it but he. If he doth design some benefit for thee, there is none can keep back his favor. He causes it to reach whosoever every service he pleases, and he is the all-forgiving, most merciful. Say, O ye men, now hath truth reached you from your Lord. Those who receive guidance do so for the good of their own souls. Those who stray do so to their own loss. I am not set over you to arrange your affairs. Follow thou the inspiration sent unto thee, and be patient and constant till Allah doth decide, for he is best to decide. Hud, Surah 11, Hud, the Prophet Hud, Alif Lam Ra. This is a book with verses basic or fundamental of established meaning, further explained in detail from one who is wise and well acquainted with all things. It teaches that ye should worship none but Allah, say, verily I am sent unto you from him to warn and to bring glad tidings and to preach thus. Seek ye the forgiveness of your Lord and turn to him in repentance that he may grant you enjoyment good and true. for a term appointed, and bestow his abounding grace on all who abound in merit. But if you turn away, then I fear for you the penalty of a great day. To Elijah return, and he has power over all things. Behold, they fold up their hearts, that they may lie hid from him. Even when they cover themselves with their garments, he knoweth what they conceal and what they reveal. For he knoweth well the inmost secrets of their hearts. There is no moving creature on earth, but its sustenance depends on Allah. He knoweth the time and place of its definite abode and its temporary deposit. All is in a clear record. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We just read Surah 11. This is Surah 12 coming up. Alhamdulillah. If anybody wants to comment, press one on your phone. I'll bring you to the queue. We read our 130th. This is the Good Life, Holy Quran, to declare Muhammad Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. If anybody want to comment, press one on your phone. I'll bring you into the queue. Lord, but so it took us about maybe 45 minutes to read that 130th. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Yes, alhamdulillah. I got a call. I was doing a text blast, and I got a call from people involved in the masjid here in Los Angeles. They were concerned about me talking about starting a Claire Muhammad school here in Los Angeles, because they have a charter school here in Los Angeles connected to the new masjid, connected to the new masjid here in Los Angeles. So they were concerned because they don't want anything to be disturbed or disrupt the charter school, which is a money-making cash cow for the people involved there. So I got a call from some of the people who are kind of like affiliated with the school, and they wanted to know what I was doing and what we're doing. So I just told them we're trying to start a Claire Muhammad school, and that's what it is. At least keep it on people's mind, you know. Keep it on people's mind. Alhamdulillah. So that was interesting. I thought about that, because I was not really expecting that, you know. So I don't know. It's not a lot we could talk about, other than we're getting some preliminary things out of the way. I'd like to maybe talk to Wallace Muhammad II and get his permission to continue with the Claire Muhammad effort here. I want to keep the right protocol. So, inshallah, what we might do this morning is play Imam Muhammad some, let's see what we, see if we could play some Imam W.D. Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Bear with me. Bear with me.
Amen. Greetings and best wishes at all, and which obviously he conveys to.
Salah Hussein, I didn't know that when they left, but he also was there. He also was in the group. In the group. And you all look rested, like you didn't travel.
This is 2005 talk by Imam Muhammad. It's called Temptations.
I travel sometimes and it takes a lot out of me. Especially with some parts of the world you travel, it's hard, really hard on you. And not developed as the other parts of the Vatican, you're very peaceful there and you just feel like resting. They keep you busy. Sometimes when I was on a trip, I wanted to tell them, can you let me enjoy this just a little longer? Can I join you in 2 hours? Yes. I remember as a little boy, I used to sell Defenders, Chicago Defenders. My mother let me sell Chicago Defenders. Chicago Defenders been around a long time. I didn't know it had been around long. It had been around. I thought it started around the time I became a paper boy. Selling the Chicago Defenders, and I remember going through the neighborhood, hollering Chicago, down paper, and the people would come out, they'd hear me hollering, they'd come out to the window, to the door, paper boy, and I'd go and they'd give me a nickel or whatever it was for the paper, and on the weekend, that's what I look forward to, fried the paper. Now, I'm a little boy, but I knew what soap sells, you know. I found out from experience what sells. And what sold that paper was a pretty woman on the front cover. So whenever a pretty woman was on the cover, I knew I was going to make some money. They buy the paper, especially the beds. The beds buy the paper. Pretty woman on the cover. And I remember billboards and I was young, but older. In my teens, and in fact, much later. But I remember billboards, when I was a boy, maybe 12, 13 years old. And you come out and see billboards, all the billboards in the African-American neighborhood, black neighborhood, got white women selling cosmetics, cars, cigarettes, liquor, white women. And they're pretty. You know, the business people, they know what sells, too. Just like I knew what sold at the Chicago Center, they know what sells, too. The cosmetics or whatever it is. Pretty women. And I said to myself, why do these white folks put all these pretty white women in our faces? Soon as we come outside and see a billboard, white, pretty white woman. And then tell her, stay away from that women. What kind of game are they playing? What is this? They're really some devilish, hypocritical people. Yes, you know, the lust that we have in us, sexual lust, and the interest in women other than our women, mostly the time of segregation, discrimination, slavery, etc., is responsible for that. And the white man, the white people back then, white man back then, wasn't his woman, that's him doing that, white businessman, they're responsible for that. It's not natural. The sexual appetites of black people are not normal and not natural because you've been manipulated and enticed by white businessmen. who just want your money and want to make you lustful. So you don't want anything but lust. No, you won't invest a lot in family. You won't invest a lot in the education of your children because you'll be spending a lot on lust. Yes. We should understand that. If you understand it like I do, then you will do a lot to help others get out of that. And you'll do a lot to keep yourself away from temptation. Yes. I didn't know the time would come like it is. I remember living in Philadelphia a long time ago. You know, I lived in Philadelphia a long time ago. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may God give him paradise. He sent me there. He said, son, I'm going to send you to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. He said, temple number 12. You know, all the temples had numbers. First one started in Detroit, Michigan. We have followers, a friend of my family, and also very strong supporters of our community back then and now. They are present now. They're present here this at this particular time. And that's where it all started, in Detroit, Michigan, Temple Number 1. And Mr. Farrar, teacher of my father, who was a foreigner, he wasn't American born, he decided to come to Chicago and set up a second temple, and he did. My father and my mother told me she brought me out of the baby then. I only had one in our family, immediate family, my mother, that's younger than me. His name is Akbar, Dr. Akbar, teaching up in Upper State New York at Binghamton University. He's a professor up there. He was born later, but I was born 5 or 6 years later, I'm almost 6 years older than he is. But anyway, I was the baby at that time. My mother told me she brought me in her arms. I was about 11 months, she said, to Chicago, gang temple number 2. They set it up here. They got gang following here and set it up temple number 2. But getting back to my point, I saw nothing in the public establishment or the businesses, in the public establishment, in the private sector. I saw nothing to inspire me or to make me have any kind of appreciation for our value in America. There was nothing. Everything was white folks. Everything white folks. Now that has changed. That's a big change. That's a big change. You go out now, these big companies, they don't use white folks. They use our women and our neighborhood. It's our women you see on the road. That's a big thing. And that's healthy for our psyche. It's healthy for our mind, our spirituality, to see ourselves and not others. And you know, at slavery time, I used to preach for all the life of Muhammad and the Nation of Islam. As a minister, a young minister, early 20s, and I used to say, the white man, whether he knew it or not, the way he was dealing with us as his servants or slaves was creating problems for him down the road. As a slave working in the field, sweating, tired, can't look handsome. He's not attractive to his woman. But the missus, the white woman, the missus, he see her coming out of the house. He might have to carry something for her. She all perfumed up, looking all good, hair done, cosmetic. You can imagine what that would happen over a period of hundreds of years, or just 10 years, or just 1 year. What would happen? You smelling perfume on the other woman and smelling crap on your one, and vice versa. Yeah. So I'm telling you, it's a wonder we could beat up. We don't want to kill each other. And some of you do. And you do kill each other, too. For foolish reasons. For nonsense reasons. You kill each other. So don't blame that on your human nature. That's not your human nature. That's your root nature. Your nature been ruined by slavery and discrimination, denial in this country that have left you scarred very deeply. Some of you can't support each other. You can't, husband can't support wife. Wife can't support husband. Your enemy, almost by nature. Yes, but that's been, your nature was changed by those conditions back then. Yes, you're almost enemies by nature. Man working hard, trying to save the money, and you working hard trying to spend it before you get it. And then when he gets angry and loses his good love that he has for you, he loses that good feeling and spirit, you ready to kick him out, put the white man on it. And don't know the white man been on you and him all the time. It affected you psychologically. We have to overcome that. And the psychologist, if you want to go to, you go to him with a problem, what is he going to do? You can't tell him, oh, don't talk about the past. He say, well, that's all I got. That's all I got to work with. I've been trained to work with what's happened in the past, to know what's happening now. That's what psychologists don't tell you. You don't tell him, oh, don't bring that up. Don't talk in the past. Say, well, lady, miss or man, sister, I can't help you then. How can he help you unless he bring up the past? To see how did this problem form and come to what it is now. Same thing we have to do as preachers. Brother preacher out there, you hear me? Yes. I'm not talking about Christians all day. I'm talking to a Christian preacher here. I'm talking to you, brother. Yes, I am. But I'm talking to all of you all who preach to people, who sell God to people. It's a shame. Yeah, you got to talk about the past. And making it a taboo, making it against the law for us to bring up the past. I feel it out there in your audience right now. As soon as I start talking, I felt the change in your spirit. Oh, what is he doing now? Where is he coming from now? Doing the same thing we always try to do if we represent God in religion, trying to heal you. We go to extremes. Some of us want to pretend that nothing happened to us. America has changed. How shameful. You're not giving our people any credit for the price they paid to bring change. And you're not giving the good white Americans the price they paid to help us enforce change. So you're shameful. That's one extreme we go to. The other extreme we go to, that when we give up that, we're afraid to look back. Afraid to look back. You're not convinced enough in your acceptance of America to look back. You're afraid if you look back, you're going to reject America. And I don't want to reject it. I'm comfortable now accepting America. But please, ma'am, don't talk about the past. If you're that weak, brother, and that fragile, I don't want to see you crack up. You shouldn't be with us. No, we want men, firm men with us. You have to be strong enough to look back and look clearly at everything and keep going forward with faith in yourself and faith with the good America. Faith in the good America. Yes, then we can make it. We had a nice ceremony out there this morning. Breaking the ground, getting ready to put up a building. Yeah, well, hold up. Don't you know it's going to take supporters, loyal supporters, to keep the place running, to keep the place operating. It's going to take loyal supporters. You just want to see something happen, and then you go back into your own ways, taking all your money into somebody else's neighborhood, spending it and strengthening their tax base, strengthening their town, making their town great, and leaving your town neglected financially. Your paycheck goes out into another people's neighborhood. No, we can't have that. Look, for the African-American who carries the ghost of slavery on his back like a drug addict carries a monkey on his back, we can't succeed with just business. You have to have religion. And you're blessed with any religion. Religion not just a fun thing for you. Just go have a shouting time. And then come back and repeat the same old life again, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday or whenever you go to church or the Juma. Go get a spiritual charge and get right back to the old funky neglect for life again. We can't have that. The people that's going to make us successful or join us in the success, the efforts to have success, they have to be healthy-minded. They have to be strong. We might not get many, but a few can do more than the many can do if they are nothing but burden and trouble. Yeah. So you are nothing but burden and trouble. Believe me, I'd like to see your face again whenever you show up. Next first Sunday, I'd like to see your face again. I love you. But I don't want us to depend on you. Because you don't offer us anything. You can't give anybody anything. You don't have any strength. You just round walking and hope somebody will fail to make you look good. Well, see, I didn't support that because I knew it wasn't going to work. So it makes you look good. Yeah, see, I made the right decision. Not going to happen that way. Not going to happen that way. So you have to be healthy-minded. Make your heart strong for the right thing. Make your mind strong for the right thing. And you will start experiencing a good feeling in your soul. And when that happens, we won't have to be criticizing you or pushing you or pointing you out to others so they won't be carrying you on their back. We won't have to do that. Because once your mind devotes itself to good things and your heart wants good things, love good things, Allah then lets the angels help you. Yes, you'll have angels helping you and you will be strong and we won't have to be following you up, telling you what you're neglecting, or making you uncomfortable with our criticism of your life. I already gave you a big help. You didn't do it to yourself. You didn't get it started. The bad times behind us got it started for you. Messed up your life. But if you continue to do it, it's your fault. Once you know what happened, that your life is messed up by circumstances behind us, slavery, rejection in this country, etc., then you should take over. You should take over from there and say, well, there's no slavery now. There's nothing stopping me now. I'm going to join people who are going after the good life. It doesn't have to be Imam Debedin Muhammad. Go and join those people who are going after the good life.
Right.
And not just styling and taking your money. That's what both your leaders are. They're doing nothing. They're nothing but show business people,
right,
taking your money.
Right.
And you like it because they play to the tune of your sickness that you don't want to give up.
Yeah.
Like a drug addict doesn't want to give up his drug. True religion is the light. And there are always those who want to keep the world in the darkness, especially the ignorant people. They want to keep you ignorant and in darkness. And they are the people who want the material things more than they want the spiritual side. But religion gives us light. The great religions, they tell us of a beginning that was like heaven. We call them the heavenly religion sometimes. The Abrahamic faith, the religions are the heavenly religions, our heavenly faith, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And there are some others that we should include too, I think. But these are the ones that we have a scriptural tie to. Jews, Christians, and Muslims are scripturally tied together. Scripturally tied together, if you hear me. We believe in the same source for our guidance, the God that created everything in the very beginning, who is eternal, never came into existence, but have always been in existence, and who never dies or passed away, eternal, the eternal God, who created the universe, everything upstairs in the sky and everything down here. That is the God we believe, that is the source of revelation. Revelation comes from him. And we believe in the prophets, the messengers, the prophets that he raised for the good of the people. We believe in them. We share this with Jews, Christians, and we are Muslims, having the same. And we believe that life for human beings began in heaven, or began in a garden. Garden of paradise. Eden was called too, in a garden of paradise. Now, this picture of the beginning of life is not only back in time, but it's now. Every baby born is born in heaven, or in a garden of paradise, until it wakes up in your funky room, or apartment, or house, or neighborhood, and gets loses all contact with paradise. But look what Revelation is telling us, what God reveals through the great messengers, prophets, and messengers. Look what he's telling us. He's telling us that he wants that we remain in paradise and that we not make decisions in our hearts, first in your heart. That's how your decision goes wrong. First in your heart. It goes wrong first in your heart. Now you're going to impose that logic or that reason or that rationale that you use to support that decision, you're going to impose it upon your mind. And when it's comfortable in your mind, then you impose it upon your heart. Say, now, heart, be at ease. You're not committing to sin. So you can do wrong and not feel pain. You want to be comfortable doing wrong. This is what happened to our father in the garden. He was seduced by the serpent or by the Iblis, the Shaitan, Satan. And Satan got his mind. His heart was weak for us. Satan knew that. So they said, yeah, he's like this. He's obeying. He's obeying God. But really, his heart, he would like to give his heart to some of these other things. So let me give him a reasoning that will free his heart. So he gives him a reasoning. I'm not going to go over reasoning. It's in the Quran. It's in the Bible. He gives him a reasoning. And he buys that reasoning. And he starts to think different from the way he was thinking before. Before, he was thinking only obedience to the best nature. Obeying the best nature, that's all he was thinking before. But when he was convinced to change the way he thought and given a rationale to support it, then he began to think self-interest. Self-interest. Self-gain. The servant said, oh, you'll be able to live forever. You'll be like the God. The angel, the God, living forever. And he told him, oh, this tree is very attractive, and you won't eat from it because you think it's wrong. But he worked with his mind, manipulated his mind, until he got him to think that it wasn't wrong, it was okay to eat from that tree. The tree is, in the Bible, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Understand that. But in the Quran, it's the tree of unrighteousness and the tree of changing, your disobedience that changes you, which is the thing that the Bible said, if you understand it, which changes you from being conscious of your behavior under authority above you, to being relaxed and free to behave as your own intelligence requires today. So instead of being under the authority of a creator or God, you come under your own authority. Say the need. Be careful of him who calls your parents to come out of the original code that God put him in. And the Quran doesn't leave us guessing. It says the clothing of righteousness.
Right.
My focus is paradise, Eden, heaven. That's what I'm looking at. And I'm speaking to you. That's what I'm addressing. Now, why is this idea given to us? Look, Mr. Farrar said, the earth is the home of the original man. The home of the original man. He didn't say the land. He didn't say the country. He said the home of the original man. Now, let's see if we understand or travel along with Mr. Farrar in his thinking. If we can imagine the earth not having any humans on it, no human on earth, and divine authority or the superior authority in existence orders the creation of man, and the first man is formed alive on earth. Tell me, where is that man's home? That man's home is the earth. Nobody ever hit. He's not sharing it with anybody. That's his home. Whole earth is his home. Say, well, the animals were there. Yes, but he's above the animals. Human intelligence is above the animals. And they end up protecting human beings end up protecting? I hope your speakers are okay. Human beings end up protecting the animals. Human beings end up using the animals, protecting the animals. Human beings become the responsible life over all other living things. So it's his home. And what do you have in his home? Monkeys, apes, birds, everything. Fish, all that was in his home. And it's still in your nature. You want a fish bowl in there. Some of you want a monkey case and a case. You want the birds to say to you. You want to give cage the birds to say to you. Some of you even want some rats and roaches. So you put food, drop food all over the floor and leave it, but so you can have rats and roaches. You want a little animal kingdom right in your house, you know. Nature's still in you, right? But God wants you to keep it a paradise. Huh? And he charged the man to be responsible for keeping it a paradise. So what is the message? The message is that this God created man to be responsible for his living space. Now, you don't share the whole earth anymore by yourself, but you got a room, or you got an apartment, or you got a house, a condominium. You got something, somewhere you live. Man, let me tell you, if you want to respect what God created you for, respect your living space. And don't blame the wife if the floor is nasty. You mop the floor. Don't blame the wife if the whole place smells like the bathroom. Make the bathroom smell like a rose garden. And the whole house smell like a rose garden. You do that. Let me say, I'm serious. I'm not playing piano for the women now. I don't think so. Brothers, as much as your woman is taxed to take care of your children, please follow the ways of the prophet, and our prophet is Muhammad. He was seen cleaning up house, sweeping the floor, taking care of the house. He didn't say that was a woman's job. He helped her with that. All right? He helped the wife take care of the house. He was seen shopping for the house. So she gave him a grocery list. How many of y'all get grocery lists? Some of your wives work two jobs while you style and pimp. I'll show her how domesticated you are. You're so domesticated, you do nothing but eat, sleep, and use the toilet. And go to the washroom when she complains. Stop taxing her and start sharing the burden. And you will feel good. Look, your nation needs this. Your life needs this. That makes you feel good, brother. You're coming to a new life. It's like going on the track when you've been neglecting yourself and you go out and start walking on the track. After a while, you feel like jogging, right? You walk on the track about 2 weeks or a week or 3 days, something enough. And you feel so good, your body say, let me run. Huh? Yeah, your body. Say, let me run. Feeling good. That's a sign that you need to live the life of Adam, your father, that you're supposed to be like. You're supposed to be in his likeness, his image, and his likeness before he neglected his life and followed the suggestion of the Shaitan. Earth is the home of the original man, living space. Great societies, Germans and others, they had leaders, inspired leaders, who preached to them or guided them in knowledge so that they would appreciate the value of living faith. And they took it on as a mate, just as a man take on a woman, beautiful woman, as his mate. And they engaged the space, the living space, worked the land, cultivated it, grew beautiful things on it, fell in love with their products like we fall in love with the children that a beautiful woman produced with us. Huh? They fell in love with the products that grew out of the earth. Fell in love with us. How many black men are in love with work? That's what you need if you want to get back in paradise. You're going to have to fall in love with work again. Yes, because your fathers before you, they love work. I heard you, brother. That's right. He's right. But the same one that designed that order for the Nation of Islam, the FOI and MGT and all that, was the one that told us Earth is the home of the original man. Yes, we can struggle and attempt the big achievement or big task and maybe succeed in making a big show, but we'll lose it. We'll keep failing if we don't change how we think and how we behave. We have to change the way we think and behave. Your behavior for success should be more important than your fun time.
Right.
Yes. Because it's going to give you more pleasure in the long run than any fun, temporary fun time can give you.
Right.
No. Whatever it is, sexual, riding a horse or a fine vehicle you buy, I don't know what's giving you all the pleasure, but whatever it is giving you pleasure, it can't give you the pleasure that community success can give you. When you wake up in the morning knowing that your community is thriving, knowing that you got businesses that are thriving, and knowing that you got professional people that's growing in number in your community, you're getting more builders, you're getting more bankers, you're getting more doctors, you're getting more lawyers, you're getting more painters, whatever. Oh, you wake up. Nothing can give you happiness. None of those temporary things that you think is happiness can equal the happiness that you get when you wake up and know your house is in order, your neighborhood is in order, your image is pleasant to your soul and pleasant to the intelligent people of planet Earth.
Assalamu alaikum. From the Assalamu alaikum. Yes.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Good morning. How you doing? Praise be to Allah.
Oh.
Yeah, I just played a little excerpt of the Imam and Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what do you think about the little excerpt that you heard? Or something else that you wanted to discuss. Go ahead, brother. You got the floor.
Well, he's oh, is that Rashad there? Go ahead, Rashad. Brother Rashad. I said, I'm an eagle.
He got it. No. You got it.
Okay. Well, he's talking about what we're talking about right now, as always. You know, Imam, you know, through Allah's guidance and purpose, you know, he's a caller to us back to what we have been ignoring or lost in translation or still haven't seen it in its proper context, you know, and that's the good lie, just like he mentioned in that excerpt, you know, the good lie. You know, no other life stands the life that Allah has prescribed for the human family in the Quran. So he's just reinforcing what he taught us in the beginning to help us get where we are now. We're face to face with deciding. Are we going to let the life of the past or the life of anything other than the life of Al-Islam continue to hold us in a state of denial, a state of slow production, the state of self-hatred, etc., self-worship, all of it. We thank Allah for having the library of Imam Muhammad's life. May Allah be pleased with the honorable Elijah Muhammad's life, and most importantly, the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to go full circle in reflecting how we haven't gone nowhere. We've just been deceived in wasting thousands of years trying to find the life that Satan tried to promise Adam if he would listen to him, that his life would be better than the life that Almighty God Allah has given him. And it's taken all these years, inshallah, and still, to a certain degree, to try to get everybody to help each other wake up and get away from these false images, this false reality, this false life, this false sex, this false everything. Because the good life and the real life ain't gone nowhere. It's still looking us dead in the face. The Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by Allah's permission, is he had prepared for us. I don't really think we really look into the deepness of the Quran that's in our heart and understand this is Almighty God, the Creator. Something we can't even fathom. It's given us this reality and all the things in it that will make us successful in seeing the next reality called the Jannah. But our job is to establish the direction of the Jannah right here on this earth by establishing the good life according to the Quran, and for the life of the human being in the life example of Prophet Muhammad. It ain't for nobody else. It ain't for none. It ain't for the trees. They all going to benefit from it. But the more we get back to establishing the human life that Allah created us to be and follow this final example of how to be it in the life of Prophet Muhammad so that he to give us everything we need, Almighty God Allah. Protect us, food, shelter, clothing, transportation, until we get to the point where justice has been served and Shaitan has had his final respite. But his final opportunity to try to illusionize or convince the human family that his individual way is better than the way of Allah. So Imam was talking like what he taught us. We have an opportunity by Allah's permission to hear it again. But we got to remember when we heard it the first time, Allah blessed the caller of faith, the Mujahideen. Clean out our ears. To clean out our eyes. To clean out our intellect.
SubhanAllah. Yes, Akbar. Okay, praise be to Allah. We have another caller here, 914. Assalamu alaikum.
Good morning. Yeah, that was an excellent choice you made this morning. That was an excellent choice. Yeah, please, ma'am, on that day. accept his lecture. Do you remember when that was made or where?
That was 2005. That's entitled, that section there is entitled Temptations. It was May the 1st, 2005. May the 1st.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I was looking at somewhere on the internet yesterday, and I haven't seen that one, Temptations. And praise be to Allah, you came back and played it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Yeah,
you know, I know years ago we had a group organization and we was moving around the country. Very strong, moving all over. And anyway, we went to one location. Well, let me back up before I say that. We were talking, well, we went to a man program. He uses the teaching. We made announcements everywhere, and we did this for over 2 years, everywhere we went. That there are there would be no comments, no statements, no announcement, nothing after Imam Muhammad speaks. That went on for a few years, everywhere we went. There are no, once Imam said, As-salamu alaykum, that was it. No announcement, no, nothing. And why was that done? Because we understood the strategy. Maybe those that were doing it didn't understand. But praise be to Allah, we understand the strategy that people will follow their last instruction. In the military, they'll ask you, what was your last instruction, airman or soldier? What were you told to do last? That was your last, you know, did you follow your last instruction? If not, that's where you had the problem. Same way in religion, the same way in business, same everywhere. What was your assignment? Were your last instruction? Did you do that? That behind that is, people will follow the last thing they heard, whether they know it or not, or understand it or not. That's one thing that made the military so strong, that you follow your last instruction. You can hold, you have to be accountable. And the strategy of that is no matter what Imam Muhammad said, that's one reason how we got in our bad, terrible condition. So stop me if I'm not looking at my clock. So if I just be talking too long, let me know. And that's what happened. People will follow their last instruction. And he went, and Imam Muhammad finished speaking. Those will come behind him and their followers. That's the majority of the people. They will follow what the other people said after Imam, and they'll forget about what the Imam said. And that's what has happened to us since Imam Muhammad's leadership. We have followed other people and forgotten about what the man told us. And that's why we're in this terrible condition, because we found the wrong, we found the last instruction. It was not what the man said. It is 12 years later, and we're in this terrible, terrible situation because we got off track. Shaitan tricked us because we didn't understand. And we followed the instruction of the one that take us off the track. And here we are at this time. That's all the man gave us. He gave us businesses. He took us from where we were, because, you know, we was out in space. We have been for 43 years. We have been taught one way, and the man made that change. He said, no, this religion for everybody. This is not a black religion. We have been under many years of white supremacy. Farrar came in. He told him, let's reverse that. He talked to Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He reversed that from white supremacy, black supremacy. And we became black supremacists. Same thing that the slave enough white man was doing to us. As we became powerful on Nation Islam, we started treating each other the same way. We became black races. And the Imam, when he came, Allah bless the Imam to bring us out of that both, and the white man is not God and the black man is not God. The Creator, Allah, is God. Some people accepted that, some didn't. And he said, let you open the door to everybody. At that time, the white man couldn't come in the temple. Even the black man couldn't come in. So what we're teaching, like, unlike mom, what I'm teaching for the so-called American Negro. I can prove, I remember the day we would come and be on post at the temple, and the African could come in, darker than dark, darker than you, darker than I am. African come in, he get turned away from it, he couldn't come in the temple. It is only for the so-called American Negro. Other people, Mexican was turned away. Nobody could come in. Or we are black races. Then the man came, he changed. Everybody come in. Open the door. Everybody can come in. He said, the white man can come in. Africans can come in. So a lot of people didn't like it, couldn't accept it. Praise be to Allah. Thank you for playing that. Brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm like somebody. I got your mics open, so jump right on in there. Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll continue. That's what. And the Imam gave us so many initiatives. He gave us the Patriotism Day. He lifted up the American flag. That turned a whole lot of connects up there. No, we're not going to accept you written the American flag. We want to see. Then next one is, and the NAM gave us the business efforts. I mean, first in 1997, I believe, we had to get, it's in White Plains, man, see. The light is on in White Plains, New York, at that convention. He gives the watches. I mean, we can't, when it's one the day was finished over, came downstairs, I came out of this establishment what we're having in White Plains, New York. And at the bottom, he had these watches with the open face, the front of the watch had the open Quran. And I said, look at this watch. I got me one, too. I said, I hope everybody's going to buy one of these watches. And Nam had made agreement with whoever it was who produced those watches. And before then, he brought two other watches from another country before we got this one with the open face crown with the Quran on it. I think everybody, every brother and sister going to get one of these watches. And some people still have one of the watches. Praise be to Allah. Then he gave us the Salon Nutrition products. I think there were 33 products. And I think one you just tear the pack and pour it in your water. Shake it up, mix it up, and drink it. And that was the number one product over the 33 products that the company had. And I was saying, we did a program once at a convention, right before a convention. I can't remember what a year it was, but anyway. We invited one of the owners from this company that made those products. And we did this on a Thursday, right before the convention. And you know the convention starts on a Friday after Juma. But this time we did this on a Thursday evening and brought this one of those owners from this company. But anyway, the man came. He was asking a question. He said, if everybody just bought one of these products every month, over 2,000-some people that say, you want to be Imam Muhammad, look how much money you would bring into this community every month if you just bought only one product, just use one product. man couldn't understand it. What was wrong with us, why we couldn't, we use that good health product, good for our health, and bring money to the community. So I guess he went back to his company, so we made this agreement with them, they won't even support the product. Then it went down. He gave it to CPC, business effort. I mean, try to get us to unite on the business. Wouldn't support that. That's the 80% of the demand that he told us in 2003 convention, that 80% of the demand did not support his leadership. We know it's a fact they did not. CPC wouldn't support it. Let's actually just put in, at least start with $2,000. Some people did some, and then he gave us egg mate. I know one brother, he's out there now, he's speaking. He poured his heart out. He said, if you just, when ma'am gave us egg mate, you know, we had the sign in Chicago at the meat factory there, and we had all kind of the meat products, egg mate. And then the brother poured his heart out. He said, if you would just try it, just try this product, egg mate, Allah would be with you because Allah gave this to the man, this particular recipe. If you just try it, Allah would change your taste buds, and you begin to love it. We rejected that. Egg mate. Or so. I mean, we are terrible people. I don't know if y'all remember when the man was telling us that he had this dream that he was climbing up on the coals. And every time, so a lot of the over 60, 70 years old, we remember coal when we had our fuel, wood, and coals. So I know I was working on what we call a wood yard. We go sometimes pick up the coals, deliver the coals and the wood to people. You know, when you bring it from the manufacturer, from the company that make those coals, you know, you have to stack it up and everything. Sometimes you try to climb up on it. But you only get so far on coals, you slide back down. So now, so he had this dream. He told his father, Unrising the Money, Muhammad, about it. He said, know what that is? He said, those are your people. Those coals, those black coals are your people. And every time you come up, they're going to pull you back down. Every time you try to go up, you're going to slide back down. They're going to pull you back down. That's what that dream was. And his father, I'm lying, mom was right. Black people kept putting that. Every time the man gave us something good, the leadership did not follow and brought the people down. And the people followed that last instruction from that local leader, not the imam. And that's why we're in this terrible position now. Cannot feed ourselves, cannot clothe ourselves, and cannot house ourselves. And if the pressure comes on, the wicked society, those who are against don't see them, want to see Islam make the progress that it should. You say we're following Prophet Muhammad, we're going to put the same pressure on you that we put on Prophet Muhammad and his people. We're going to starve you. We're not going to do any business with you. You're going to have to leave this place, Mecca, this modern-day Mecca. And they're going to close down, shut up everything on you. We're going to freeze you out. We're going to make an announcement. You're going to hear it on your radio. All the deliveries going to come to your supermarket the way you are on a Thursday. And no more deliveries are coming in until Monday morning. How are you going to feed yourself? So we're in a terrible position. If we don't become obedient, the time is running right out. We will be part of history that we read about those people who disobeyed God, and they were eliminated. He never told us we're under God's curse. He never changed that from the time he passed. You're under God's curse for your disobedience. Praise be Allah. You played that lecture this morning. Maybe that can help just a few of us that do understand that we can get and do what we're supposed to do. Talking won't, you can't talk your way out of this one. We cannot talk our way out of this one. You're going to have to produce. And with this virus just about seem to be coming to, well, you know, everything's open back up now. It's been over a year. Airlines are opening back up. The planes are flying. They removed that third seat, that middle seat that was blocked out for a long while because of the virus. But now people sitting in that middle seat now. All the businesses open back up. I got some place you go now, they move that sign. You should read that. You sign in front of that business on that door. No entry, no mask. You cannot come in. Some people have moved that mask off. You come in and do business now, even you don't have a mask on. All the schools open back up. Elementary school, high school. I mean, you can go to school now without that mask in some cases. I mean, everything's opening back up. So after a year, if they haven't gotten the training and got themselves ready to keep wearing the mask, keep keeping your social distancing, keep out big crowds as much as possible, you're on your own now. You better start using some, what you can, vitamin supplements. Something to help build up your immune system. All you can to keep up your immune system. Keep your health up. So you're on your own now almost. A lot of people not going to make it with the doors back. Matter of fact, I had heard on the radio that there was a group of people in the millions that they never even wanted the mask. So anyway, I had a program recently, and I saw some of these people, and I asked them, because I know what country they're from. I said, I see all of you working here, and nobody got on no mask. And I'm not going to name the country or the people right now. But when I saw it, now I understand there's groups of people that do not wear masks. I don't know if y'all saw the 2 weeks ago, the final call. Not to take that vaccine. And there's another group of Europeans, others, and Asians. They do not take that vaccine. It's a big money-making thing, the profit motive in it. You don't know what's in it. Do you need it? Do you really need it? Now, it's breaking up families. Maybe the husband take the vaccine. The husband don't take it. Now there are confusion between the two of them. And they are working against other people. You can't ask people, did you take the shot? Some people can ask. I had three people this past weekend ask me, did you take the shot? See, they're giving me, see, they're putting the pressure among people now, separating the people. Now, he said, now, if the person actually said, well, I took it, why you didn't take it? Now there's division coming between brothers, husbands and wives and family members. You got your children. Maybe one child has taken that vaccine already, take one. Your other child didn't take it. Maybe the mother taking it, the father didn't. So see that division coming in, how Satan has sneaked in with this So what you gonna do with your best buddy? I mean your running partner. Y'all been in business together. You came in the community together. Y'all Muslim get do everything together. You decide to take the vaccine. Your partner said, "I'm not taking it." So now the division is set up between the business people. This is Satan's work. But since we didn't obey our law, now we got problem among ourselves again. Okay, I think I better stop there before I say other things.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we're gonna. The lady said we got 90 seconds, so alhamdulillah. Brother Muhammad, you want to make the prayer? Want to make the prayer and end this session?
Okay. Udu billahi minash shaitani rajeem.
Right, thank you, brother. Thank you.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. May Allah keep the blessing going, everybody.
Assalamu alaikum. Have a good day.
Yes.
Well,
give greetings to your aunties.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Okay, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, ma'am.
Wa alaikum assalam.